All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Jim, Frank, and Chris. Before we go to LeClaire Ryan, this Saturday, October 27th, from 10 a.m. until noon, Frank and I, and Chris as well, will be at Moore's Volvo, 7211 West Broad. We're going to have some former Virginia athletes with us, Kevin Coffey, Bobby Call. We've invited some others as well.
Mike Mullins, hopefully we'll
Mike Mullins, maybe Mark Newland and some others. But, yeah, please come out, say hello to us, stop by Moore's Volvo. There'll be some prizes, drawings, all sorts of fun on Saturday morning.
10 cars.
Yeah. I'm sure, yeah.
So come on out.
I heard Kirby's going to donate a car, you know, the 10th person in the showroom. We're just kidding.
At any rate, yeah, Saturday, 10 o'clock in the morning. Please join us at Moore's Volvo, 7211 West Broad. And Frank, how about the LeClaire Ryan play of the game? And it's not from football this week. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, I've been subjected to too much pain for 6 weeks, Anyway, on Friday night, UVA hosted Virginia Tech on senior night at Klockner Stadium with only seconds remaining in the overtime period with the score knotted at 2-2. The Wahoos were pressing the action in the Hokie defensive zone when a splendid corner kick led to a dramatic header by Wahoo Zach Carroll for the game-winning goal. 12 seconds remaining in the contest at that point. The young Cavs never give up, and they still are in line for an NCAA bid. So how about those Wahoo soccer players.
Yes, and Mr. Sill, a quick Olympic report from you beyond soccer.
All right, actually, women's soccer beat up on Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, won 5-0. Fourth-year Caroline Miller had a hat trick and an assist, and they clinched a spot in the ACC tournament. Rowing, we got third place in the head of the Charles in Boston this weekend, but we're the first collegiate team. Men's golf, we finished an impressive fourth-place showing at the U.S. Collegiate Championship in Atlanta, and field hockey improved to 9-0 with a home victory over number 25 Wake Forest. 4-0 was the score.
And the women's field hockey coach deserves a lot of credit because she has really done a bang-up job. This team has gotten better and better every year, and two of her players played in the Olympics, no less. Which is not too shabby.
Absolutely. And not Saturday, but next Monday's guests, we have, Aaron Brooks and David Sloan.
How about that for a show? Next Monday night, we have former UVA quarterback Aaron Brooks in studio and David Sloan calling in from Charlottesville in the second half hour. So we've got one of the all-time great quarterbacks and certainly one of the most interesting top-notch running backs.
And don't forget, if you can't wait until next Monday for more of Frank and Jim, come out Saturday morning at Moore's Volvo at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. We have a lot of fun at the temporary studio there in the showroom. Going to have a lot of fun. There will be drawings, appetizers, refreshments, everything. A lot of fun. Go Wahoos. It's a bye week. We can't lose.
See you on Saturday.